You have said somewhere that Peter Medawar wrote that science is the art of the soluble, and you take the position that science is the art of the inevitable. If you pursue it with passion and clever thinking, it's inevitable that you'll find out how everything in nature works. What do you think then, with those two caveats, with those two ideas, is the rightful place of science in society? I'm playing off the president's initial phrase there about restoring science to its rightful place.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is that if it wasn't for science, we wouldn't have the societies. You know, because what I'm fond of saying is that it's taken us about 500 years to discover that magic doesn't work. Religion is unreliable, but science works, because I think everything we have here is due to the discoveries. And it seems to me that, as I always think, I think that as long as there are things that are puzzles, the problems which are not solved, there will be people who will seek for a solution to them. And I think that that is one of the great things about humanity. I mean, it could be that if we were a different sort of species, and there weren't these singular people out on the extreme ends of the distribution who think that this is a very important thing to do, I think the society wouldn't be as well off as it might be without us, because I think these puzzles will still exist. And certainly, I mean, to find out how this human brain works is, and that is what in the end Francis thought was the problem that he would try and solve.